Welcome to The Trending Show, brought to you by Cobra Electronics. And now your host, Mike Quackenbush.
It is past time for me to deliver unto you another Trending Show, and so I shall. First, let me give thanks to Cobra Electronics and FamousForsomes.com. They sponsor this podcast, and it wouldn't be possible to deliver it to you free of charge without them. Show some love to our newest show sponsor and represent your favorite quartet in a simple, understated tee. From classic rockers like Led Zeppelin to my favorite band, The Monkees, to pop culture and TV icons, they've got it all covered. Head over to FamousForsomes.com right now. Using Google Trends, I sift through the odorous piles of stories that rack up respectable numbers of searches until I discover some golden nugget that makes our whole wacky world make sense. In the absence of said nugget, I make stuff up. Also, if that nugget leads me back to the insufferably vapid website HollywoodLife.com or contains hard-to-pronounce names, I just flush it. Trending on November 14th was Dumb and Dumber 2, the sequel to Dumb and Dumber that is arriving at least 18 years too late to capitalize on the buzz of the original. It is currently scoring just 25% on the movie review website Rotten Tomatoes, where reviewers are liberally adapting the film's title for easy one-liners. Well, you won't find any of that here on the Trending Show, no. Johnny Depp was trending because Tim Burton cast him as the lead in Burton's upcoming film, which marks the 43rd film the two have made together this year. He was also trending thanks to his bizarre behavior at the 2014 Hollywood Film Awards, which enjoys only a slightly higher profile than the Breakthrough Prize Awards. Depp, the 51-year-old that makes movies as quickly as Tim Burton can pay him, took the stage at the Film Awards limping, slurred his words, and even cursed on live TV before giggling like a little girl and forgetting his lines. He tied no less than 3 scarves around his neck for this appearance, donning his black Mascot Lemtosh sunglasses and accenting his ensemble with a plaid chambray shirt, on which he had spilled at least a little Diet Sprite. Ha, that lovable scamp. This otherwise slow news day also saw Patrick Schwarzenegger trending. He is the son of Arnold and the boyfriend of Miley Cyrus. It took both of these things to get his name trending. Dim Brown was trending as well. The 32-year-old Road Rules contestant died of ovarian cancer. And Breakthrough Prize was trending according to Google Trends. And I suspect this is largely due to the fact that the award show is underwritten by Google. Because once that is removed from the equation, I can imagine no other reason why people would be interested in giant money prizes being given to scientists and mathematicians. If you are new to the program, I'd like to take a moment to advise you that for 19 of the last 20 years, I've been a professional wrestler. I got into podcasting because wrestling provided insufficient homoeroticism. Having said that, how is being a mathematician even a viable life path since calculators have been invented? Do all the world's remaining mathematicians exist to teach children how to use calculators? Because other than that, what do we need them for? I don't know anyone with the job title mathematician. I don't know anyone that tells anecdotes about a friend of theirs that is referred to as a mathematician. Is it just that professional wrestlers and mathematicians inhabit such mutually exclusive spheres that I might go my whole life without encountering one? Are you a mathematician? If so, please reach out to me on Twitter, where I am at Mike Quackenbush. I would love to hear from you. Sincerely, even though the rest of that was pretty insincere. Over the weekend, the only thing that could trend above the names and results of professional football matches was Solange Knowles, the unknown younger sister of Beyoncé Knowles, who rose to music industry prominence when she made Jay-Z tap out to an Indian deathlock. At first glance, I imagined Solange was trending because she had moved her musical career forward by beating up Kanye West and taking his title. But upon clicking a bit further, I discovered she was trending because she got married. But then, upon clicking even further, I discovered that her husband, Alan Ferguson, is a videographer and director. And while I am not sure how those two things are different, I do appreciate that his subjugation will only elevate her career in ways her win over Jay-Z could not. Solange spoke to the press about her floor-length caped dress by Humberto Leon and training regimen for her upcoming fight with Dr. Dre. On Monday, November 17th, Katherine Heigl was trending as Shonda Rhimes took a swipe at her, fueling rumors that Heigl is difficult to work with. Katherine Heigl is one of the highest-paid actresses in the world. Rhimes created the medical drama Grey's Anatomy, its spin-off Private Practice, and the political thriller Scandal. So upset by this accusatory remark by Rhimes was Heigl that she went on to spend the day doing absolutely nothing, during which she earned $1.8 million. Her nothing was carefully planned by her personal assistant and executed by a team of professional relaxation engineers, a beautician, and a barista. When the New York Daily News reached out to her for comment about this, she was too exhausted from her day of nothing to respond, but her press agent did tell reporters that her stance on this was no comment. The top trend of the day, though, was Charles Manson, and when I saw this, I thought, well, he's either escaped or he's croaked. Has to be one of those, right? What other options are there, really? Well, turns out Mr. Manson is getting married. His longtime advocate, Star Burton, a 26-year-old woman that has campaigned for his release the last 7 years, will be his blushing bride. The 80-year-old mass murderer, beach boy, and renowned psychopath will be wearing prison orange for his nuptials. The ceremony will be held at the luxurious maximum security facility in Central California, where Manson has been incarcerated since 1989. I'm going to take a second here to tell you about an awesome deal our sponsors, Cobra Electronics, are offering right now through Cyber Monday. Any order of $50 or more gets free shipping. You need a pro navigation device for someone on your holiday shopping list? The Cobra 8500 Pro HD system is $50 off right now. The state-of-the-art Cobra iRadar system is available right now in a bundle with an iPhone mount, and that package is $50 off. The Cobra Airwave 360 that you've heard me raving about lately on this very podcast, $20 off. Save big while the holiday deals last, and get free shipping on your order of $50 or more right now over at Cobra.com. Friends, here is hoping your Thanksgiving is one free of stress and free of Katherine Heigl. Thank you for your 5-star reviews. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. Thank you for logging onto your relatives' computers while they are napping after Thanksgiving dinner and subscribing them to this podcast. And now, it's time for me to hit the dessert table. Adios, amigos.